RTL Original Podcast.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Song 2. Taking inspiration from the iconic Blur smash hit of the same name, this pod takes a look at some of the greatest records of all time and argues why the second track is more often than not that album's best. I'm your host, Stephen Stepslow, and today we're talking about Elton John's I'm Still Standing. For many of us, the song I'm Still Standing is up there as one of the best songs of all time, with the best music video too. I mean, the video is over 40 years old, and I can still picture the beach, the sunglasses and hats, all of it. But if you're having trouble remembering, we'll go back to the start. I'm Still Standing is the second track from the album Too Low for Zero, Elton John's 17th studio album. Released in 1983, I'm Still Standing is one of Elton's most iconic hits, but there's something about it that sets it apart from the rest of his massive catalogue. The song came out after Elton John had gone through quite a bit, with personal struggles and a period of lesser popular music, since Don't Go Breaking My Heart. So it was a relief to see the success of I'm Still Standing, which hit the top of the charts around the world. And while today the general interpretation of the song is that it's an anthem for resilience and empowerment, which is a lovely message, it's slightly different to the one Bernie Taupin was going for when he wrote the lyrics. Originally, they were about a breakup and written as a kiss-off to an old girlfriend. It is really a story of someone moving on, which we gather from the powerful delivery of picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. But the song was released at a good time, because Elton was re-establishing himself in the music industry in the early 80s. So it was also reflective of Elton's experiences and a bit of an F-off to the industry for ever doubting him. Chorus, I'm Still Standing, isn't just about holding on, it's about coming back stronger, and instead of making it too corny, Elton's just having a laugh while letting everyone know that he's thriving. And Taupin said he never minded the song being interpreted as Elton John's resilience, because they have the most remarkable relationship. He said that they have never had an argument professionally or personally, and I'm Still Standing was a result of this lovely friendship. Now, musically, I'm Still Standing is a carefully crafted masterpiece. It opens with an upbeat, punchy synthesizer riff that screams 1980s. Elton's signature piano playing is front and center, propelling the song forward with all the energy you need to feel like you can conquer the world. And there's a balance between the driving rhythm section and Elton's soaring vocals, which give the song a sense of both urgency and joy. It's a triumphant sound that mirrors the messages in the lyrics. And the video for the song is just as iconic. It's as bold and colourful as one of Elton's stage outfits. Shot on location in France, it shows Elton strutting around in a white suit, that's always a danger, singing in front of a backdrop of neon streets. If you haven't watched it, please do that now, and then come straight back here. And I dare you to get through it without a grin on your face. So all in all, this song propelled Elton John back into stardom, and has remained a terrific earworm throughout the decades. That's why it's so deserving of the second spot in the album, and again, why it's the most crucial song. I've been Stephen Stepslow, and this has been Song 2 for Today Radio. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to hit subscribe, leave us a star rating, and drop us a kind word in review. Thanks, and see you next time.